EDUCAUSE 2009, where the best thinking in higher ed IT will come together in Denver, Colorado, November 3rd through the 6th. You can find out more by visiting www.educause.edu/E09. This is Jerry Bain for EDUCAUSE. As cybersecurity becomes a more mainstream topic for IT leaders in higher education, it's not surprising that it's become a regular feature of the EDUCAUSE annual conference. At this year's conference, there's a privacy policy and security track addressing several concerns around cybersecurity. As you may know, security has made the top three list in the annual EDUCAUSE current IT issues since 2003. So the EDUCAUSE annual conference is an important place to share information and ideas around IT security issues. I spoke with Rodney Peterson, EDUCAUSE Government Relations Officer and Director of the EDUCAUSE Cybersecurity Initiative. I asked him what sessions and events of note he'd like IT security professionals to know about.
The annual conference presents an opportunity for the Higher Education Information Security Council, which is formerly known as the Security Task Force, to convene the community to work together on solving our many challenges. So this year, the open meeting of the Information Security Council will be held on Thursday, November 5th, 12:45 p.m., and individuals are invited to bring their box lunch to the meeting room. And at that time, they'll get a quick update about some of the initiatives of the council, as well as there will be an opportunity to engage with each other on how we can leverage our uncommon thinking for the common good. There's a few excellent pre-conference seminars that I would highlight. There are half-day morning seminars, one on building a standards-based information security program using ISO standards. This has been an ongoing initiative of the Security Task Force to get people more focused on standards-based programs. And secondly, there's a half-day morning seminar on identity management for CIOs, specifically talking about how to leverage federations. Now, in the afternoon, there's also two afternoon pre-conference seminars, one that provides practical building blocks for access management, and then a second half-day seminar on security awareness for the next generation that will focus on how to reach students and involve students in the creation of security awareness messages. There are probably too many track sessions to call out, but there's an exciting array of topics related to cybersecurity ranging from business continuity, disaster recovery, preventing security breaches, securing the domain name system, securing web applications, and more. And if you're looking for a lot of information in a short period of time, then I would recommend the lightning round session on Thursday afternoon, immediately following the Information Security Council meeting. And at that time, you'll be treated to several brief 5-minute presentations on topics ranging from academic continuity planning to emergency notification systems. And then finally, Jerry, there will be plenty of opportunities for discussion and dialogue at the conference. And one that I would draw attendees' attention to is a discussion we've arranged about IT security metrics that will be held late on Wednesday morning.
Also, Rodney, is there anything else you'd like to recommend to attendees to get the most out of the conference?
Yeah, so it is a huge conference, and I think one of the challenges is to try to make it meaningful and to try to identify and connect with a smaller set of peers. And so one recommendation I would make is attempt to plan in advance, and I know there's lots of efforts already underway to try to identify times and groups to meet together for dinners or for drinks or birds of a feather sessions or other ways to meet at the conference. Some of that discussion is initiated on our security mailing lists or within our Information Security Council working groups. A second thing I would highly recommend is taking advantage of the opening reception on Tuesday evening to network with corporations who provide cybersecurity or identity management solutions for higher education. I think one of the highlights for me, and I think for many others, of the annual EDUCAUSE conference is the huge trade show and the presence and the availability of not only our corporate partners, but the ability to touch and feel their latest solutions. Thirdly, the Higher Education Information Security Council will be noticeable by ribbons, yellow ribbons that will be attached to name tags. And if you happen to notice that on somebody's name tag, it's a good opportunity to introduce yourself, perhaps identify someone that you have something in common, and be sure to ask the follow-up question, how do I get more involved with the council? And then finally, although it's later in the week, I think the premier way to connect with other information security professionals is to attend our open meeting of the council on Thursday afternoon. The room will be set up with round tables so that there will be informal opportunities to chat as people arrive, as well as there will be ample opportunity for introductions as well as group discussions at the table. So ideally, when you come to the open meeting, you'll select a table with people you don't know so you can expand your professional network.
Rodney Peterson, EDUCAUSE Government Relations Officer and Director of the EDUCAUSE Cybersecurity Initiative. The EDUCAUSE 2009 Annual Conference, where the best thinking in higher ed IT will come together in Denver, Colorado, November 3rd through the 6th. Register and find out more at www.educause.edu/E09. See you there.